Destiny Bujanda and I meet at a coffee shop in a hipster neighborhood in Mexico City, where she moved a year ago. She was born in El Paso, but while visiting relatives here, got a job representing an Austin-based record company.
Eventually, I decided to come to Mexico City to visit them. Can we pause? This is distracting me. It's very distracting for me right now. It's very fitting, though.
We interrupt our chat as the coffee shop plays La Bamba. Bujanda says it's the anthem for Mexican Americans like her, an identity she embraces more after living in Mexico City, even despite language and cultural barriers.
I felt like I've grown a lot, and this city has helped out a lot with that. So I think it's welcoming to Mexican Americans.
According to the Pew Research Center, Mexican Americans are by far the largest Hispanic origin population in the U.S., accounting for nearly two-thirds of the Latinos. But the statistics might not fully represent the new diversity, according to Ana Ochoa O'Leary, head of a University of Arizona's Mexican American Studies Department.
You know, the U.S. always forces us to have only one culture, one language, one of everything.
O'Leary says the identity of Mexican Americans and Chicanos has been reinvigorated through mestizaje, or racial and cultural mixing, as well as with recent migrations. And the new generations of Mexican Americans build their lives on both sides of a border, empowered by education, by nationality, and globalized jobs.
There's nothing we can do to change that. We can only work to make things better for these populations that are shared between the two nations.
Samara Valdez works in sales at Google in Mexico City. She's originally from Coachella, California, but uses a common expression among Chicanos to define herself.
Like, ni de aquí ni de allá.
Meaning, not from here, neither there. Valdez wants to embrace her Mexican side and does not want to be perceived as a stereotypical American.
Yes, I've grown up in the States and that's been my experience, but I'm also not here to say, like, this is how we do things and this is how things should be done.
Valdez says she's proud of her immigrant parents and wants her experience in Mexico to make a difference on the political tensions linked to the border.
You know, we're talking about building a wall. Well, I'm here to break that down, right? Like, that's my role.
Carlos Dominguez serves on the Airbnb website, showing me the high demand of visitors to the apartment he co-owns. He works in the IT industry and recently became a dual citizen.
I really identify myself more as a Mexican now after 4 years living here, but my roots are Californian or, you know, Chicano or whatever you want to call that, Mexican-American.
Dominguez says his Mexican citizenship makes life less complicated, although he still has to deal with traffic and all the problems that a big city brings. But he enjoys living here for things other Mexican Americans mentioned, like the food, the friendly and cosmopolitan vibe, and the architecture. And there's something else condensed in a famous saying.
Allá se vive para trabajar y aquí trabajar para vivir. I think I got that right.
Meaning, Americans live to work while Mexicans work for a living. Another benefit that comes with dual citizenship is the right to vote in both countries. And Dominguez thinks Mexican-Americans will be very influential in the near future for both nations. And those who experience Mexico City will have an important voice. Rodrigo Cervantes, KJZZ News, Mexico City.